We're beginning today the concluding chapter of Sefer Chofetz Chaim.
What day are you on?
Day 115. In this chapter, we will explain when it is actually correct to speak Rechilos. In cases where the speaker's intention is to save the person from damage, I ask of Hashem that I should not stumble in this matter of halacha. Chofetz Chaim writes a tefillah. Before he starts, ask Hashem not to stumble. And they said, if the Chofetz Chaim found it necessary to offer a prayer at this point, then surely we should also offer a prayer. And we should handle such situations with the utmost care. We can liken the situation where someone faced the possibility of undergoing major surgery. The person would surely ask for a second opinion before making any decision. Likewise, when our spiritual welfare is threatened by the possibility of stumbling in matters of Lashon Hara and Ruchilas, seeking advice of halachic authority is strongly recommended. I'm going to try to give an example. You learn that your friend is in the process of hiring a particular contractor for repairs on his house. You know that this contractor can't be trusted. You are familiar with cases which he has repeatedly changed his price, used inferior material, and demanded additional money to finish the job. Chofetz Chaim states you must warn your friend, provided that you can fulfill the following five conditions. In Hilchos Lashon Hara, there were seven conditions. Now we're going down to five. Now, the first condition is do not jump to conclusions. Try to make sure your information is accurate. All of us have had our experience in our lives of having our assumptions soundly disproved upon gaining more information. But we have times in life, we think we're right. We get more information, we find out that we're wrong. So before you say something will cause the contractor or loss of income, you must check your facts and be certain that they show the contractor to be untrustworthy. That was number one. Don't jump to conclusions. Make sure your information is accurate. Two, do not exaggerate. Do not use any terms of expression which will make the fellow appear worse than he actually is. Though you may think you need to exaggerate for your friend to take you seriously, it is forbidden nonetheless. Three, be sure your only intention is to accomplish something constructive. Four, seek other alternatives. If there's any other way you can get your friend to use a different contractor, make sure to try to do it that way. The fifth halacha is carefully consider the impact of your words. A competent halachic authority should be consulted regarding how to best prevent further fraud. The wisdom of the Torah is plainly apparent in these laws. The Torah recognizes that we need to warn a friend about potential harm. Yet it also encompasses an awareness that business and professional careers can be destroyed by mistaken assumptions or competitors' gossip. The laws that relate to Rechilas for a constructive purpose are precisely designed so we can walk the thin line between helpful information and destructive gossip. If you want to go over this thing, all these halachas is in day 115 or in the last chapter of Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Beginning of the end.
Next week.
I should make a seif. Okay, Baruch Hashem.
Then we need to repeat the whole thing over again.
Yeah. We need to daven. Chofetz Chaim, we have to daven. We have to daven. Okay, Baruch Hashem, today.
2 hours a day.
Probably not Seil Shemar. Yeah, so let's see over here. So Baruch Hashem, we're in the middle of this sugya. Hopefully we'll get to this big Rashi today. Basically, what happened in our sugya? Now, if you died of an aleph, Reb Shimon.
And sir, where are you holding now?
We're on 17b.
Okay.
But we're just going to repeat for a minute what we said on 17a. Yudzayin Amud Aleph. Basically, Reb Shimon came. Shimon Bar Yochai. He committed a lot of kavachomers and he learned a lot of halachas because of all his kavachomers and made drushas. He made a whole thing. Comes to Gemara Amud Beis and said, Yudzayin Amud Beis. It says, it all sounds very nice, but all your leniencies could also be looked at stringencies. You brought me a bunch of examples why all your cases are leniencies. I could show me while they're really, from a different angle, that they're really, that case scenarios are stringencies. Good, Rebbe? You told me they were all leniencies. I could find you that they're really chumras. Good, Chana? That's what happened in Agamar. So really, we didn't finish going through all the scenarios where we brought that all the stringencies. So we can start from 6 lines from the top. I think that's what we're up to around. basically, it's all really referring to the, when I go over each Kal v'Chomer again, it's referring all back to Yud-Zayin Amud Aleph. Where it says, Umay Chomer, the Taida Ushlamin, me Meister, what was the stringency that you told me a Karmen Taida and Karmen Shlamim have over Meister Shekain to Unin Matan Damim Ve'imur Lagabe Mizbeach? Because you need to place the bloods and the limbs on the Mizbeach. That's why you told me that they're more strict than Meister. Meister, you just eat the fruits and the produce. You don't have to sacrifice anything on the Mizbeach before being permitted to eat it. So you're telling me that Taida and Shlamim are more strict. Versus Adarabba, the opposite. Meister, Chomer, Meister has a point where it's more strict. Shekein to Unim, that it needs Kasef Tzura, it needs a halacha by Meister, that when you redeem it onto a coin, it has to be a coin that is special, that has a form on it.
A minted coin. Boss.
Basically, which means in those days, the coins basically were equivalent to a piece of silver. So you could want to redeem it onto a piece of silver that you have, or onto a coin. Yeah. But now, so I think, what's the difference? Halacha is no. When you redeem it, it has to be onto kesef, which is considered money, not like worth of money. It has to be redeemed onto money. So that also is, Meister also has a stringency that you can't redeem it until you redeem it onto a coin. And the Gemara goes further. Umay chumra, what's the stringency? Mitaydu ushlamin. What was the stringency of a bechar over a taydu and a shlamin? You told me she came kedusha semirachem because it had kedusha from the womb. It was very holy, right when it was born, before it was born already. Adarav, the opposite is true. Taida ushlamim chamur. A karmen taida, a karmen shlamim are more strict. She came to unim smicha. They need, first of all, the owner has to lean on it. It's a vidui. Unisachem, they need libations. Utnufas chazav eshoik, the waving of these body parts that have to be given to the kohen. So therefore, it's more strict. Taida and Shlamim have their own stringency over Meister. Umay chomer the chatas va asham ibichar. What was your stringency that chatas and asham had over the bichar? Shekein kachim kachim. That they are kachim kachim. They're a higher level. Right? They're not kachim kala. They're kachim kachim. They have all the strict laws of kachim kachim. That have to be eaten inside the Azara, many halachas that Kachim Kachim have over Kachim Kalim. The other rabba, Bechar Chamor, Bechar also is more strict. Shekein, Kedusha Samarecha, because it's Kedusha right away from the womb. Umay Chomer, the Ayla Mechatas, Va'asham. And what was your stringency that an Ayla, and what was your stringency? That of an Ayla more than a Chatas and an Asham. Shekein Kalal, that is fully burnt. Other rabba, the opposite is true. Chatas Va'asham Chamiri. Chatas and Asham are more chamer. Shekein mechapri, because they give you a kapara for avir, so they have their own positive aspect. And what was the last thing you told me? Carbon ayla. That's not either true.
Is that a chumra? Which one?
They
give you a kapara. What's the pork? Is that a chumra?
No, they both have. They both something depends on the carbon.
Oh, very good.
That makes it a chumra.
Which means that in this carbon, I'm getting a kapara through this carbon. This carbon is bringing me to a kapara.
Something huge is depending on the karma.
So really, that's a good question. Really,
where it's a chumra in it? But
really,
she's
asking the halacha.
It's interesting though, because we see from what Rav is doing over here is that there's two ways of looking at something and pulling a chumra out of it.
It's true, but still.
There's the actions you do to it. There's the results of the carbon. There's all sorts of angles. And basically, what Rav
is
doing is
the chumra on this thing.
Right here. No, Tzvi's asking that. It's not a chumra in it.
What will doing the carbon result in a kapara? Therefore, carbonists that result in a kapara should be more chumra, according to the way Rav sees it.
But it's
not
a chumra.
We got so stuck on Rav's view,
but it's not a
chumra. It's hard to see Rav's view.
I understand, but it's not a chumra.
It is.
I
said, you're saying in the halacha.
I
said, you're seriously asking a good question. That you're telling me an outside thing that this carbon affects, that it gives me a kapar. In the hilchos carbon, that's not a stringency in the halachos of carbon.
Which
is what
we're going on.
Right, we're trying to find halachos in the chumra. So you're telling me. No, see, that's a good question. So you're asking that, Lemaisa, it's not really a chumra in the carbon.
How do you know we're going according to the halachas of the chumras and the carbon?
No, whenever you're in kulas and chumras, you're kal v'chomer in the halachas. You're not on outside things that become of it.
There's halachas regarding the carbon and how it's supposed to be mechaper on someone. what you need to do, like smicha.
It's also converted to an olas offering, so
those are obviously
olas offerings are very passive.
So you want to say
if you don't do smicha, then you don't have the kapara. There's more.
Okay, but that's a thing, not a result. You need to do the smicha. You don't get a result of the. You see what I'm saying? We're saying the chumra is a result, but I'm more of.
It's not.
The chumra is what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. That's everything that we're going on. All of a sudden, we're talking about kapura, that it's a result. It's not in the same category.
Okay, Aaron, it's a good question.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. That's a good question. What's the Tarez of Yaakov? I had this question.
It makes it more common.
Right?
Yes, I thought we answered.
Well,
no?
I didn't answer.
You didn't answer?
It's
all
you're
allowed to do
and
not allowed to do, kind of thing. Or he said in the past that a chumra can also be defined as an something that one of the two things has that the other one doesn't have. Not necessarily.
I hear, but that's what it seems like what they're doing over here. But it's not. It seems like it's outside the box. But
okay.
But you might be. I mean,
it looks like Rabbi's staying in top three, right?
That's Rabbi's.
Or is that Rishon?
My Rabbi, the take this was.
We say Gola. Rabbi Shimon said Gola's higher. Gola's higher than Chatzas in the Ashram.
I don't know if I'm going to answer right now. I thought I had an answer. No, we didn't answer this?
You never told an answer.
I never told you an answer.
The question was that it was different. I didn't understand why it was Qumran.
Right,
could I make the assumption that when you're doing bidui and you're putting all the weight on the animal,
smicha, right?
Smicha. There are certain requirements which we covered under Higiga. For example, women cannot do it.
That's true.
They can touch the animal.
And therefore,
but they can't, but therefore, you have an extra stringency.
Right, but it sounds like all these Qurbanas have that. I mean, what are we dealing with now? We're trying to say why A, what are we trying to deal with now?
But it has to do with
we're saying why is A why is the Ola more strict than Chatas and Ashan? They all have smicha.
Right.
I mean, you're trying to figure why the okay, I don't know, it's a good question. I don't see right now, I don't have an answer right now. It's a good question that why it seems to be not in the halacha so much. It seems to be more a little out of that. Here. But it's not really a chumr in it, but why is the Gemara considering
it? The law offering is like the Tamid offering is an offering. It doesn't really have the same. To have a kapara is at a higher level, I think. At least
no, you're right. For sure it's a higher level. The Gemara is saying so, for sure we understand that it's a higher level karva. But in the halachas, where do you see in the halachas that it's a more strict. It's stricter in the.
What? Where does it have a
difference.
Where does it have a difference?
I mean, basically, you're just
going to be. Affects a kapara, that's where it's different.
I mean, now, if I think like this.
These affect other things. These affect.
And the next thing is even harder. The next thing about Ayla. The thing why it throws off Ayla. It's a good question. I don't have an answer. I don't see over here. They don't speak about it so much in this here. To look into it. This
so it's probably a bad question.
No, it's a good question.
Yeah, obvious.
Well, listen, it says, I think also an answer could be that the Chatas and Asham is a Chumra over Ola. We're trying to say a Chumra over Ola, right?
Right.
For Rabba.
It's because Ola is given by free will. Chatas, you don't have a choice. Uh-huh. Hashem Tala, you don't either have a choice. So because these two things are
that's what you say.
You for a kapara,
that's what
you
mean.
Must,
oh, I saw the chat somewhere. That's what I thought it was over here. That's what I had. That's you have to bring it. Meaning in the halachas, it's more strict. The fact that it brings giving the kapara, we really mean to say. I saw this somewhere.
You must bring
that
it.
You must bring it. It's strict.
On the what? In the chatas
and the Hashem, you have to bring it. Although usually, even though the could be for avera, usually carbon olos are not brought for averas. Usually. So therefore, we're saying you are forced with bachaper, which means you have to bring it for a kapar. I thought that's a shot at
something.
Right. It's in nachon, and therefore it's a stringency in the halachas of the carbon. You had to bring it.
So that, okay.
Good. That's a good shot. Who's who? They say
that
from.
Why does Rabbi Yehuda Rosh mean kapar?
He means bachaper means it gives you a kapar, which really means you have to. I thought someone
said it's a
kapar.
It's a kapar.
And here,
because
you can everything
is
over something like a kapar.
That's when you say kapara.
You have to refer there.
I can't. Right. Yeah, but I can't. And I saw it before. I didn't see it now. I saw it before.
Why the Russian kapara? Why the Russian kapara?
I think that's what he means. It says that's machaper. Means so therefore you have to bring it to get a kapara. They bring it. Hey, good question. Asking on the Russian, but It's much better pshat than other. Fine, you're very good. So that is the pshat we saw. Very good. They bring that for the ritva, that since you had to bring her for a kapara, it's a stricter carbon itself. The whole carbon, the halacha is coming, you have to bring this carbon. It's a stricter scenario. So that's four chatas and ashem are more strict than most cases of ayla. Okay, there are cases of ayla also can be mechaper, but we're saying in general, they ask a good question also, there are some ayla's also that are mechaper. I mean, in general, you, the ayla's are not to be brought to be for a kapara. Good.
Even though it's generally in a
dub,
but we're only talking about
generally. Nachon in general, yes, he's good. Fine, Baruch Hashem, I understand it clear. Now, the one next to Kumar is also a little hard one.
Yeah, he said, you know, it's not mechaper. I mean, even though Ola is also mechaper, but no one told you must bring the Ola.
Oh, nachon.
Even where it is mechaper.
Good, right. It says it's mechaper for this and for that. You don't have to.
You didn't have to bring it.
Oh, so it's very good. The Pshat, you have to bring that.
Good.
Chat is on the Ashim, you have to bring for doing this thing. Good. Now, what is the next one?
What happens if you don't bring it? Ma'akos, but if you get them, we said you get a...
If you don't bring your carbon,
don't
what
bring
you?
Your carbon chattis.
What?
You
carbon?
Right?
Because
you did it peshaygik. No, if right, you're...
You
can you have to take care of Hashem. It's much more giving you a chance to do tshuva now. And have Yavera on you.
And if you don't...
That's what he's saying. If you don't bring it, you have the opportunity. You're high to bring it.
Hashem will punish you. Same thing you do any other Avera, you don't do tshuva.
But, yeah. But where we see you have to get a chattis, it's not an option.
Yeah, it's not really. Right, there's no option.
What does that mean? It's not an option. What's the punishment on it?
What's the punishment? You know,
punishment is the key to bring the chattis.
Bring it out.
No, but it's a different thing to not bring. It's a different punishment to not bring a chattis. Not bringing a chattis.
The maze is. If you bring something, then you bring a chattis.
And if you don't, there must be. The king says there's no punishment. If you,
it's from Hashem.
If you're amazed, you're on purpose not bringing a chattis.
Look in the pasuk, and wherever the original punishment of that law was, you'll probably get that punishment.
That's true.
Chattis gets you out of it.
Yeah, it doesn't always say the punishment. It'll give you the when you do Aver
B'Shem.
In this generation, when there's no,
Hashem does. Of course, Hashem takes care.
No, Rambam says that you get punishment. That suffering in this world counts for
the.
Or you can say the karbanis in the morning.
Right, that's also a good idea.
Say
right,
the korban chatos.
Because they're the karbanis in the morning.
In Azamra.
Right. Rish Pebez, yeah.
He says that when a person sees and who's trying to mitkarev Lashem sees all the bad things that he's done, he can give up.
Right.
Now when a person does something bad, he's forced to give a korban. This is to get kapara, to do tshuva, to get kapara. And the korban mitkarevs him to Lashem.
Okay. But the question is, what is the forcing now? That doesn't have question.
Forcing, the person feels badly. So today, it means that a person feels so badly that what he's doing, it's as if he's giving a korban and getting closer to Hashem. In our days.
There.
Okay, good. So Baruch Hashem. So that's going to be. Oh, let's see the Gemara further. What was your stringency that Ola had over a chatas and an asham? Why is the carbon ola have? How is it stricter than the chatas and asham? She came kolol because it was consumed, totally consumed, right? So the Gemara asks, Adarabba, the opposite is true. Chatas the asham chamivi, chatas and asham are more strict. She came mechapri because she came mechapri because they give a kapar. Because the way we explain this, you need to bring them. They give you a kapar, and you have to bring them to get a kapar. The kulu chamiri mi ola. All the cases are more chamna. You told me that oil is the most strict case because it's fully burnt. That's not true. Rav Shimon told that to me. It's not true because kulu, really all the scenarios chamiri are more strict me'ela from carbon ela. The isvu shtei achilas because all the other kabanas have two achilas. Meaning, first of all, the mizbeach has to eat them and the people have to eat them. So in order for this carbon to be accepted, you need to do two processes, two eatings. So which means that they are more strict. Now, this is a very hard thing to understand. Because we were understanding that an ayla, the mizbeach, takes the whole thing, so that's a chumrah. So, what are you telling? No, the chumrah is the other way. Right. That you eat it and the mizbeach eats it.
Beautiful contrast, because really, when we learned Rav Shimon, we built on the fact that that's a chumrah. And that Rav is showing us, no, why is that a chumrah? Chumrah is this. Chumrah is the fact that we thought it's a chumrah that the carbon eats the whole thing, but now it's got two. All the other carbonists have two eatings, and this one doesn't, and he calls that a chumrah.
Which is in the halachas, you can look at it, since you have to eat, two people have to eat it, that's a chumrah. That two people have to eat
it. Right, but in the halachas of it having to be burnt,
all of it.
You can tell which ones are
easier
or not.
To have the whole thing as
you can tell that adding two chais, meaning one person.
I mean, that's an ola. The whole thing is
partially burnt.
Very complicated question.
I don't know if it's
really very complicated.
It's an ola. The whole thing is
easier.
I didn't go through that. So they told me a lot. I was getting confused. I was saying, it's very complicated.
It's a home brother. Now you have to put part of it over here. You have to find the kohen. You have to give it to a kohen. Right?
It's a good question.
That's not how Rav Shimon sees it.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's not how
No,
not
over
now.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it's cool
and
to
it
see.
The whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Basically, Sigmar wants to flip it. Sigmar is saying, no, maybe the other way is stronger. It's good. Fine. Okay. So, that's the one I said. Maybe the other way is strong.
What?
I'll try to get into it. Let me see Rashi. Okay, we just need to see one Rashi. Ton Kesef Tzura. Ton Kesef Tzura. Let's see, right? We said that Meister has a special stringency that it needs to be redeemed on money with a form on it, which they call minted coin. Ton Kesef Tzura, what does Rashi say? Like the fifth or sixth line from the narrow lines. Kesef Tzura lepidyonet for its redemption. When you're redeeming the Meister Sheni, it has to be onto a coin, a minted coin. The chsib, like it says. Vitzarta hakesef biyadecha, which we make a drasha. What is the word positive? Vitzarta hakesef biyadecha. Davar something sheyish alav tzura, which has a tzura, which has a form. That's the drasha of the word vitzarta. Now comes the Gemara and asks, I don't say you just butchered Rav Shimon. So why are you saying that if you have a child, it should be like Rav Shimon, like he's saying the best pshat in the world? If you go and you butcher his pshat right after.
Vitzarta is
bundled. Right, right. The pshat side is the tzarta hakesef biyadecha is it should be bundled. But we're coming to make a drasha. The vitzarta means that it has to have a tzura on it, for Lashon has to have a form on the money, it has to be a minted coin. Good. Let's see the Gemara back in the Gemara. Elamai, the Lidei Ime Krib Shimon. But why are you telling me that...
My next question
is not there very much. Yeah, fine. So why are you telling me that if you have a child, you should have a child like Krib Shimon? Right? You just... told me his whole pshat's wrong. Why are you praising his pshat? So the Gemara answers, Dilamai, the sphere lay lidi day. To what that he held for himself, Misaris lay lakra, he rearranged the pasuk, Vidarish lay, and he darshened it. So what's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara's answer?
Asking us.
What I said, Rav Shimon, we just.
Right. What's the question? How come if you're going to name your child Rabbi Shimon if we just proved everything Rabbi Shimon said?
Right, and what's the answer?
The answer is that according to Rabbi Shimon's reasoning, this made sense.
It's brilliant.
But was it, but
according to get to his reasoning, he had to go to a certain order of the pasuk when he darshaned. He had to do a certain order.
Right, okay.
Meaning, that was his praiseworthiness.
And he's right. Praising also his use of the drush that is Eino Inyan, the method of learning of Eino Inyan.
Yeah, the whole thing.
How he builds everything.
Yeah, that's fun.
Backwards, forward.
In Eino Inyan, and
make never been able to learn it.
Yeah, make the whole new drush to make the whole thing. So basically,
again, I still don't understand why this is even the Gemara, because when they reject other people, they don't praise them or not praise them. When you reject the pshat of Rabbi Akiva, they're not praising Rabbi
not
Akiva.
Not Rav Shimon.
So?
Because the Gemara over here, it's not Rav Shimon.
You can say Rav Shimon is bigger than his teacher? You can't say such a thing.
In a certain way,
Rabbi Shimon was more, the Ben Ish Chai says that Rabbi Shimon was the Makifim of Rabbi Akiva. They say that Rabbi Akiva didn't know it and he wasn't bigger. You can't say such a thing.
I didn't say he was bigger. I don't know he was bigger. It says if you have a child, you should be like Rav Shimon. I'm not saying he was bigger. I don't know.
Still,
there's different aspects to everything.
That,
you know, there's different.
Rava is an Amora and Rishon
Gitan, right? Nachon.
How is this possible?
Yeah. What? Because Rava is praising. Because Gemara is talking for.
He's
asking questions on him. He's saying we don't understand. He's not really broken. Rav Shimon is not really broken. We just don't understand Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon will come. He'll butcher his back. Right, when a Tana comes, but we still have.
That's what he's saying.
But he had it. But we still have to. You have to realize every Tana has to understand that if we can't. If our Amora or someone later see, can't understand the Tana, we're not going to pass an halacha. But if you bring back this Tana, I'll take you to pieces. We're not saying, we're saying to us, the Gemara Bay says that the later Paiskim, they see the earlier Paiskim. So they keep passing from the broad picture they see. Right, who's better, earlier Paiskim or later Paiskim?
Later,
we go by earlier. No, so in a Paisik who saw the whole Shaila and sees. Who does, for us, la halacha, today. Us today in halacha, who are we going to go with?
Sooner,
the later. Why? Because the Gemara Bay says, he saw all the bigger Paiskim, he saw all the different things they said, he saw everything, he saw the whole picture, then he Paskin. So in Psak, the Gemara has a whole Shaila, like, you should go with the time more than Amaran, and earlier generations more than later, they were bigger. The Gemara says, no, the later generations saw the whole picture, saw what everybody else said, and then they Paskin. So the later ones, for halacha, we go to the later ones. Hmm. Say not us, but I'm saying. But in Tanam Amoraim and later Amoraim, you would go to the later ones because they're really not saying their own thing. They're just basing it off the way they saw clarity from the whole picture.
But how do we know that they saw the whole picture? Like, what's
they saw the whole picture?
Who's the Tana who when he passed away? Right. And then bringing the Shnei Luchos sure. up to Shemaim with me. Like he didn't manage to teach anything that he had.
I saw Allah's levels to everything.
That's the point. According to him, this is
Allah. He did teach us a lot. You have to be. They didn't know where he wasn't sitting around.
Rabbi Elazar, was there?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I'm saying they weren't doing nothing. Fine. So let's see the Gemara. So what says again? So what's the Gemara's question? I'm trying to get to you. So again, so what's the Pshat? They're saying why is it like? So we're saying. So really now, I want to get to saying why are we here? I think I'm stalling. Why are we here? Are you trying to go away from Rav Shimon? Why are we here? Are you saying again? I need to get clear with the Gemara's question. What's my answer? I didn't have it clear myself until I spoke to these sneaking over here. Maybe I got it more clear. What's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's saying why are you praising Rav Shimon so much? So if the Gemara's question is that all his chumers are kulas, and like he's all messed up, then why didn't answer the question? If you're answering me, Rav Shimon, all your kavah chumers are messed up, what are you telling me? Rav Shimon's in his own cocoon, and therefore he does everything backwards. You don't answer the question. What do you answer me? Meaning, I'm asking you, Rav Shimon, all your chumers are kal, all your kals are chumers. So what's your terrors? Rav Shimon's on his own planet. You didn't give me an answer. Right? So the Gemara's not really answering why all his kals are chumers. That's true. Rav Shimon decided to look at those kals like chumers, that's okay. But Gemara really wants to know, why did he do that? What pushed him to view, Fred told me, he could have seen everything in two lights. Mm. He could have seen the chumer this way, or a chumer that way. Mm. Okay? So why did he choose to see the chumer in his way? There must be something pushing him to go down that path. So Gemara said, Gemara answers, because Mishav the Sfirah the day, he held you had to rearrange the pasuk to make the drushas. And therefore it came out that's what he did with the chumras. Now why did he feel that he had to switch around the pasuk? Why couldn't he dash it in order? Right? This everyone's asking from the beginning. Rashi said he dashed it backwards. Why? Let's see Rashi. Rashi is going to explain to the way he was forced to dash it and rearrange the pasuk.
Finish up the Rashi that before.
Before.
It was
Bechar. So when he said Bechar, in a ta'in lo smicha, a bechor does not need smicha, you don't need a lean on it, but lo desachem and not libation. Because it's not a menach, as we learned in the Mishnah, menach is a perek shtei midas, and the perek shtei midas over there, that a bechor does not need these services. Elamai hid li de'ime, what does Rashi say? Ha'yol ve'is pircha l'mol sayu, since there is a pircha, there's a refutation, l'mol say to his words, ma'hu shivcha, what are you praising him for? Why are you praising him? Right, so you know why we're praising him? We're praising him the way he saw we were stuck in the drushes of the pasuk, and the way he just rearranged and made all the drushes. That's the praise. You're right, we're not praising him the way he found the chumras, because that's arguable. You could find other chumras, right? You could argue on his chumras. So we're not really praising him the way he on his chumras, right? We don't like his chumras necessarily. They're arguable. We're praising him the way he rearranged and redashed in the whole pasuk, because he knew you couldn't go in the straight order. The lamai, what does Rashi say? The lamai, the sphere lay, because according to what he held in the chumras, Mik Misaris Lakra, he rearranged the pasuk with Darish Lady Dashin. Lafi Daita, according to his understanding. What's the Rashi, Big Rashi? Lafi Daita, according to his understanding. Shechamurim, Shechamrim, Shehu might say. That the stringencies that he found for Isa in this thing, Shehu might say Chamurim, which he found to be more strict. Nirin Lai Chamur, that to him it seemed to be a Chamurim. So Saris, he rearranged as Hamikra the pasuk l'darshay behepach to darshan it. Basically, we actually call it backwards. Really, right, basically out of order. Basically, backwards, more out of order. Limtzay to find isurim the prohibition shematza. He kept like inventing Isurim. Now that you have to Zrika, you can't do Azar, you can't do Adabis Amikdash, you come down inventing new, basically like pulling up new Isurim. Right, so saying, Ladarsha, about Limta Isurim, to find Isurim, the prohibition Shematza that he found. Now, why do you have to rearrange it? She'im Darshu Kaseder, because if he's going to Darshu it in the proper order, Kasidra in its proper order, Lahaya Yachal Lomai Mimenu, he would not have been able to learn from it, Ha Isurim Halalu, these Isurim, these prohibitions, Bechal Echad Ve'echad, in each and every one of these cases. Why? She'im Darash Tchila, if he would Darshan first, Ubechar is the Abachar. Right? First, the Pasuk says Meister, you can't eat it out of Yerushalayim where you got Malkus. Then he would go to Bechar. Bechar is the Abachar. And this is what he would say. What's this coming to teach me? If it's giving me a prohibition for eating it outside the wall, Kal Chayim may be Meister. It's a Kal Chayim for Meister. If it's to eat it before Zrika,
Kal Chayim may be Tadu
Shlava.
Where did you learn that from? Right there. If you're going to learn
what? He's just right now quoting exactly as now we just quoted Reb Shimon from Yizayin Amad Aleph.
Okay.
He's quoting it.
But it says, I don't understand, because it says, She'im Darash Tehila. If you explained it in the beginning, before
right.
It said Bechor, right?
Right. So and then you, and he's saying, he's starting from Bechor, and then he's
right.
Meaning, not including Marta Shani.
Okay, so, but that's not.
Shani Bechor.
Right, he means right. He's meaning in his drushes, right?
So now why are we saying, fine.
Bechor is Bechor, right? We said, it's going to teach me. If it's to teach me outside the wall, I don't need that to learn from a kavachar from a meister. Good. Now, Rashi is now. What would be the next thing he? What would be the next thing that he really did say?
But interesting, he didn't say bechor, he said bikurim.
And Rashi is going. Let's just read the Rashi.
That's what I'm saying. Why is there now going with bechor?
Rashi is giving me like a fake a piece of it that you would try to say. Rashi took out a piece. He's showing where you get
so
stuck.
So you're not going from what you said. You're going from.
No, Rashi is saying the chilah at the beginning of the pasuk. Beginning of the pasuk, not the beginning of all his drasha. If you go in the pasuk, what does the pasuk say? First it says Meister, and then it says Bechor. So Rashi goes in the order of the pasuk.
Right.
So
that's
if
why he's saying Bechoros.
This is a new hypothetical situation going on. Right.
If you're going to stop and then be going right. In the order of the pasuk, so this is what you would have to say.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it would say. Right? So again. I'll start again. She'im darash tchila, if you're going to darash at the beginning of the pasuk. So the first thing you would darsh is Bechor, right? Meister Sheni, I already know Meister Sheni teaches me. That you can't eat it out of the walls. U'Bechor is Zaha Bechor. Now this is what you would. What's this coming to teach me? Im la'archle chutz la'chayma. If it's teaching me a prohibition to eat it outside the wall, Kal Bechor may be Meister, it's a Kal Bechor for Meister. Im la'archle lefnei Zrika. If it's giving me a prohibition to eat it before Zrika, Kal Bechor, I can learn it from a Kal Bechor. That's what he would want to say. Now, this is not correct.
Oh.
We didn't say the Yotayda Shlomi and the Pasuk.
Okay.
Ask me your question.
He's showing
fine.
That. He's basically showing
fine. If you're going to go with Bechor next, we didn't mention anything from Torah Shlomi.
Good, so it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, said Torah
good, perfect. Good.
Fine.
Good, Ravisa?
Yeah, now I just know. Okay.
Good. So, therefore, you can't go in the right order. But Al Karchai, and we would be forced to learn. So, what word Bechor must be teaching me? The second halacha that we learn, Hayatzarich Loimar, you would have to need to tell me, Haloi Baha Kasim, this pasuk did not come, Elo La'echal Mana Bechor, Lefnei Zrika, Shehuleka.
Right.
That the second halacha you always learn is that you ate for the Bechor before Zrika.
Right.
Now, what's going to happen now? But now, what do you lose then? You lost the next step. You lost the halacha of a zar eating it. You lost the next step. Umayata, and now, Ein loy azhara, we have no warning, la'ochal imenu, la'achar zrika, so one who eats it after zrika,
which was originally
the who's zar, and he's still a zar.
That was because
could, which is exactly what we originally learned out of Bechor, because now you can't learn out of what's the case you're going to learn at. Tayyidah shlamim, it's not true by Tayyidah shlamim, a zar could eat it. So basically, in order for you to build all your halachas, you forced to rearrange the pasuk the way they did.
So how come the
Chaymechulan, Zachazen, also in all of them, this after the next one, if you want the order, if you go through all of them, if you would go in the right order, you would keep missing the next halacha. Mm. You can't build the next one because it's not true. Let's say Tadash Shlomo, a Zar could eat it. Right? And then you could keep going in order of the pasuk, right? What's the next halacha you want to tell me? That You can't have to eat a chutzla klaim, and you can't eat it out of the gates. And it's gonna be, you're gonna be talking about my search, my kachim kalim,
right,
which is not it true. You could eat them out of the wall, out of the curtains, right? Then if you go in the order, you're gonna not, you're all halachas are okay. Not gonna build anything.
Good.
So therefore, he has to rearrange the puzzle and do it backwards.
So how come the Gemara doesn't bring the proper kabbal chomers? We reject the kabbal chomers, but we're saying that the order has to stick, and what we darshan out has to stick. But we're not bringing the proper kabbal chomers to learn.
See, they really understand. So really, I'll tell you the truth. The Gemara really is telling me that he's for sure wrong. The Gemara is telling me that there's another angle to look at everything that has a chomer.
Doesn't that reject a kabbal chomer? If you show why something else can be chomer, that rejects a kabbal chomer. You can't say it's not for sure wrong. It can be. It's efshar if this is chomer or not. If this is not chomer, then your kabbal chomer doesn't stand.
It stands in the world of Rishon.
Right. I know, but it doesn't matter because you're saying this isn't chomer because this is chomer in that case. That rejects your kabbal chomer, so you have to bring a different kabbal chomer.
I don't know why we hear the Gemara didn't feel necessary to defend Rav Shimon. A lot of times the Gemara should go back and defend Rav Shimon now.
Or at least bring in the new kabbal chomer to darshan.
Or we just want to see why is his chomer stronger than their chomer.
Right.
Meaning, Israel, we never really like rejected. We never really found a real problem with Rav Shimon's. We kept showing that there's another side to everything. So,
but doesn't that that in itself rejects the kabbal chomer?
In a certain way, yes. But I'll tell you, for some reason the Gemara didn't bring. I'm sure there's Rav Shimon to try to go through to answer up. There is some type of answer for Rabbi Shimon. You're right. Rabbi Yaakov is asking, you're explaining to me. You still need the Kabbalah. No, but the
question might come up later. I didn't see it in the future, but either we're going to have to be Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi's going to have to now build the whole explanation.
Right. The Gemara is going to go through it. Right. So we're not really going to answer Rabbi Shimon for us. We need to continue on in life. It's going to help us. We don't always know the answer for Rabbi Shimon. We don't understand Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is going to continue on trying to help us figure out some of these stuff. What's the source? And what's going to put? It's going to say it's another pasuk.
You can't say something that it could be that he's right, it could be that he's wrong.
Our point, right? We're saying we don't understand this, so we need a new pshat. Rav Shimon himself, he would come back at a Gilgal, and then he would tell us what's his pshat. You're right. Rav Yaakov was right. And us, Lamaisa, we reject. On our point of view, we reject Rav Shimon. We can't just be happy with what he said. It's true. The Gemara is going to continue. We need a new source. We're going to get a pasuk. Correct? We can't be happy that everything Rav Shimon said is beautiful. To us, it's not beautiful. If we rejected all his kabbal chomers, he's right. You're right. The Gemara we don't understand how Rav Shimon did it. However, the Gemara is going to continue on and bring a pasuk. Good. So again, what does the Gemara want to know? The Gemara asks Rav Shimon, "Where are you coming from? What are you right?" So the Gemara is answering, "He had to dash on this pasuk in this way, and he couldn't go in the straight order. He had to go out of order, and therefore also, maybe the Gemara means to say that's what also pushed him to see his chumers in the way he did." Is that true? Is that correct?
Yeah.
That because he had to rearrange the pasuk, but now he's going to get stuck because his kabbal chomer has to work out.
Wait, which stand on which? That's the question. The drushas stand on the kabbal chomers that he had in his mind before, and the kabbal chomers come from the drushas he wanted to make.
So it depends on how you understand the Gemara. So it's how you understand what the Gemara's tirutz is.
I saw it somewhere here, but I don't remember what it says.
It's complicated.
It was one way or the other.
It's complicated. Basically, it depends on understanding Gemara's question and answer.
I think he understood these as chumras lechatchila. I made a drush out of them.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, the kabbal? Rav Shimon had the kabbal chomers, and then he did this whole thing with the pasuk.
They make the kabbal
chomers. Because
kabbal chomers are masorah, no?
No, not kabbal chomers. It's pashas not. The Rashi says it could be, but we hold it. It doesn't have to.
Forgot,
be. Right? Don't be sorry. It's good. Now everybody else learned. Only Gzeir Shavas Pash have to be a Masur. So what came first? What's the Gemara saying? Rafael Bar, help us out of here. What came first? First he held these were chumras and kabbal chomers, and then he dashed to the puzzle like this. Well, because he had to dash to the puzzle like this, that's why he made his kabbal chomers the way he did.
Not sure, but they all have to fit together somehow.
It's true. So which came first? Let's see the words in the Gemara. Let's see in the Gemara the words what the Gemara is answering.
I mean,
the Gemara said we don't understand the Rav Shimon. So you tell me he had to do it because he had to darsh the pasuk, and therefore why? Therefore,
so that's the explanation. Because once you understand why he did it, then you can work backwards.
It's true, but is that the right way to go? What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara said, and Lamai delete the Imek Rav Shimon. Why are you telling me he said such a good pshat? So the Gemara answers, the Lamai the Sviri Lili Dide, because what he held for himself, Mitzar Sayla Krava Darsh. It's telling from the Gemara, because of the way he held in his chumras, because of what he held for himself and his chumras, that those are chumras, therefore, and he held, he wanted these halachas to be true, and he already had these halachas.
Chumras.
His chumras are correct.
So therefore, he darshed in his pasuk this
therefore,
way, wanted to
that they should fit, because it wouldn't build properly.
Right.
See, right, that's the Gemara, say, like I say. Because he had, so really, the Gemara was really, it's interesting, because the way I answered the Gemara's question was, Rav Shimon, your chumras are wrong. The Gemara's not asking that, because we didn't answer anything. Right.
Rashi,
Rashi is helping us understand why. The Rashi is telling us what
he says. He says that you have to understand this way from the pasuk, otherwise you get stuck on the dark.
But it's only because he decided what he wants to learn for them. He has a list of halachas he wants to learn, and therefore, if you're going to go in the right, in the straight order of the pasuk, he would never end up with halach. He has A, B, C, D, right? He has halacha F,
the
zrika. His kavach chomers work, and he already made his kavach chomers. Right, but now he needs to find it in the pasuk. He wants to back it, meaning his kal chomers to fit in the pasuk to make your kal and your chomers. Which means he already had his halachas basically.
So you could say like this: is what I'm saying. Rava disproved his kal chomers,
really?
But Rava did not disprove what Rabbi Shimon was holding. That's what he's saying. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon could be completely right over here that the Ola is more strict than the Chetas and the Shem. He could be right in his order of the Drasha. It's just the Kavachomers that he came to. Rabbi said, yeah. I have a way of showing that these Kavachomers are not.
Right. I agree to what you said. You have to realize that his Kavachomer were based on the. Right, okay, so it's true. Rava could agree, but the Gemara, but he's going to need a new source. You're right, the Gemara is going to agree with you. That your halachas are right, the Gemara is going to bring a new source to the halachas, because you can't lie, but we don't understand the Rav Shimon's way. It's true.
If you
halachas are true. Good, you're right, you're saying right. The halachas are true. Rava
agrees
with
the halachas. The brilliance of Rabbi Shimon is that he was able to find
in
how he was holding,
in
the halachas.
In the words, go.
If you hold that the order doesn't still apply, and you still don't have to learn all the things that Rabbi Shimon held, then
no, I want to learn all the things Rabbi Shimon held.
But from that pasuk, then it's still not a reason to praise him.
Why?
Because he didn't. There's no reason to.
Of course there is, because according to the way he held, we don't understand his chumras. But if you're going in that logic, well, that's your chumras, and then you fit it into the pasuk.
Yeah,
that's greatness.
His logic was wrong. So
why doesn't say it's wrong? We don't understand.
We're holding right now. We're holding. It's wrong.
Fine. So that was the Gemara's question. Why are you praising him? The Gemara said, "We're praising him for his
right?
His build." The Gemara said, "Maybe." The Gemara didn't say it's wrong.
Wait a second. We're just looking at.
There's another angle. The Gemara never really. The Gemara never said to Yufta.
If you bring. If you bring why something else is chomer,
like, but we're saying maybe, we're saying there's another angle, meaning Rav Shimon will explain to you why you're wrong.
You have to show why he's wrong.
Not necessarily. Why didn't I have said to Yufta? Why is it there's another angle to look at it from here? Because saying you're saying it's a chomer, there's another angle why this is a chomer. Might have said to Yufta, Rav Shimon to Yufta.
That rejects the chomer.
The chomer is a word for us. It's true, they reject the chomer, but Rav Shimon himself, that's what I'm saying. The Gemara not answering up why Rav Shimon's chomer is not correct. That's what I'm saying. The Gemara's right. The Gemara's question. If the Gemara's question of Shimon Yerkal Chomers are wrong, the Gemara's not answering everything. He did it according to his mindset. The Gemara's not answering that question. You're right. So the Gemara must have been asking, why are you praising him? Right?
He also tells
us his answer. Yes. So why are you praising him? The Gemara's saying, because even according to his wavelengths, he still had a greatness the way he figured it out into the pasuk and he put it into the drasha, into the pasuk. That's the greatness. It's true. We don't hold of his Kavach Chomer. We don't hold of it. But if your Kavach Chomers were true, it's still greatness to fit it into the pasuk like he fit it in. That's the Gemara's answer.
Yeah, really.
I mean, we're not answering that we're praising him for his Kavach Chomers. Correct? We're not telling him his Kavach Chomers are
but
right.
In this case, from at least from the side of Rava, the whole Sfar was wrong in terms of all the Kavach Chomers, and so the whole thing was twisted.
It's true, but according to him that his Kavach Chomers are right, it's still a greatness how to figure out how to get it into the pasuk. Correct?
These Kavachomers all have, in essence, are correct.
Yes, just like
they just
letter.
All have another angle.
Now, but rather asking good, right. If the Gemara's answer is Rav Shimon, you're wrong. The Gemara's not answering anything. Why he's right? The Gemara's not defending him. It's true. I have the same problem. The Gemara's
not
asking.
The question, that's not the answer.
No, it does seem like that's the question. The question is Rav Shimon.
No, the question is
why are you praising him? So, meaning the way I said
on what are you praising?
Oh, good. On what are you praising? Good. On what are you praising? Good.
He's already praising him.
On what do you know? No, we're saying on what are you praising?
On what and why?
No, because if I told you his kavachomers are beautiful,
I could say why not? It's Rav Shimon.
No. No. If I tell you, if I tell you,
what part are you praising him? It's not yeah. the Kavah Chomer.
Nachon. Oh.
It's on the way
the Chomer.
It's on the way he manipulated okay. the pasuk to work to make drushas out of words that otherwise would have been extra.
But we say the only reason why he did that is to teach out his Kavah Chomers.
True.
So I end up in my same question. Why?
No, Kavah
Chomer. You want to know why he said because he held it with Chomer. On his wavelengths, he held it was good to Kavah Chomer.
No, I think the Kavah Chomer are just one of the building blocks. They're not the main part.
The question I'm asking about why are we praising him is going back to the question of what came first, the Kavah Chomer or the Darshan?
It's a good question.
That's the same question. Because if you say it's the thing, then you still come back to why are you praising him.
It's good. Nachon, yeah, I agree with you. Good. Good. Fine, we'll stop there. Everyone can review this. You have what to review. Thanks.